I've been teaching in the Valley early childhood for about 5 years while I was pursuing my graduate studies at ASU. And so as I was getting ready to graduate, I took an internship at MIM and developed their early childhood music and movement program, which we call Mini Music Makers. It's for birth through age 5. It's very exciting. And I've taken my early childhood training that I've received, but also I have the second master's degree in ethnomusicology, so the study of music and culture, and I've fused the two together.
Katie Palmer's eyes shine as she explains the program she's developed as museum educator at the Musical Instrument Museum. In the past 18 months, her programs and her students have grown.
Emily came as a baby to our babies class. She was probably about 9 or 10 months when she started. And she's now in our toddlers class. And over this time, she's really come out of her shell. She's also becoming a leader. She's handing out instruments for other kids to try. She walks into the circle without fear and abandon. And she's just really emerging as this young personality.
The music classes draw from the rich cultural treasures that are housed in the MIM, which also includes an amazing team of knowledgeable colleagues.
I read will pop into a curator's cube and be like, how many Brazilian songs do you know? Or do you know any Italian children's songs? And so I think that they're becoming more aware of what they're listening to in the hopes that they can maybe help me help to develop some of these songs. And they have shared, a lot of them have shared some really great material with me.
Katie Palmer also has a wealth of material from her own studies. Katie is a fine clarinetist and earned her Doctorate of Musical Arts in Clarinet from Arizona State University. The past few years, Katie's interests have led to involvement with the international nonprofit Clarinets for Conservation. Clarinets for Conservation provides a musical education to children in Tanzania while simultaneously conserving the endangered Mapingo tree, the wood the clarinet is made from. While Katie spends a month every summer in Tanzania, furthering the Clarinets for Conservation cause, she also learns traditional songs that she can share stateside.
So let's take a Tanzanian or a Kenyan song called Jambo Bwana, and this is in Swahili. So as a performer, when I was listening to this and transcribing this, I was really focusing on the background rhythms of the drums. How syncopated are they? How are they creating these overlapping patterns to create this cohesive sound? But when I take that same song and I take it and I use it as a teaching tool, I think more about like, how can I recreate some elements of the performance in a way that is developmentally appropriate for young children?
Beyond scales and rhythms and song, the children who attend the MIM music classes are literally and figuratively given passports to explore and understand other cultures.
We've had quite a few that return regularly. They each get a passport, and we put passport stamps in there as they travel around the world. Giving the kids a chance to experience music in a way that is building cultural awareness as opposed to an opinion. So that they can be like, oh, that sounds terrible. But I'm like, so to reframe that and to back off and say like, well, why do you think it sounds bad? Oh, but here are the cultural aesthetics that make that, you know, appeasing to another culture. It comes from this animal, and therefore, you know, they praise this animal. And this is the link to the community and the link to the land. And so giving them a chance to kind of rethink things outside of that like-dislike paradigm.
The MIM offers music classes for children year-round, with classes available for ages ranging from infant to 10 years. For more details, visit kbok.org. For KBOK, at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.